Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know Mahomes and the capabilities he has and how special he is. And yes, he wins, and he's arguably the clutchest quarterback I've ever seen. But also, because of his team, he's afforded to play a certain style sometimes that I would tell you Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen can't, right? He can throw a ball away on third down or first down, just go, I don't like it. I'm just going to put it here, and we'll be in second and 10. My defense is really good. He'll keep us in the game. And because of that, that's not necessarily led itself to perfect quarterback play. Now, they win the game, and he knows how to play to win the game, and that's where this exercise is so hard. But I think if you broke it down game by game and you watched film with me, you'd go, yeah, I think, Chris, you're right. Burrow, Allen, and Lamar Jackson had a better year than Patrick Mahomes in the way he played last year.
Okay, Chris Sims, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. I think he ranked Jackson first on his list. I get emails from NBC, so I can't say I wouldn't have seen them. That's how I would have seen them. He ranked a lot of guys, like 50 guys.
Okay.
Something to do.
I don't think that is that being. I haven't seen reference to this on any of the platforms. Is that a hot take? I feel like most people who watched football last year would be like, yeah, that sounds about right. Like last year, I don't know about overall, like who's the best, but off last year, yeah, Mahomes had a very mid kind of year, and those other guys all played their butts off.
Well, I think even in that small clip, he's really kind of still saying both things. Performance, the luxury, the defense point, playing to win, you know, whatever that actually means, those kinds of things. I think he might want to say Mahomes is the best. Somebody might want to say that and still have to concede the point about last year and these things that are mentioned there. You get to decide for yourself what you want to make it about. And if you want to put Mahomes fourth on a list because he didn't do things that other quarterbacks more often had to do, okay, do it that way. But you could also make an excuse for him because of that. He, you know, he's not as likely maybe as other guys to get his team beat with a forced decision or something like that. You could give him credit for things that there, maybe Chris Sims is more critical of him for. You could do it either way. I feel I love a good sports debate, but best quarterback in the league right now is too hard. Like, all four of those guys, I don't know if I want to put Burrow with the other three. I think last year, statistically, he could have been the MVP. He had the best numbers of the four guys, but his team had the worst season. And I think we know how that goes.
Right.
For me, he's not on the top level, and the other three guys are. And I think on a given day or a given year, you can rank them any way you want.
I mostly agree. I think the big Mahomes is not obviously the runner that Jackson and Allen are, but he's more of a runner than even Burrow is. Like Burrow just is not just that just does not really exist in his game. He is no real threat. I mean, can he move around and get out of there if he has to? Sure. I mean, he's not Drew Bledsoe necessarily, but he's closer to Bledsoe than he is to Allen or Mahomes, I would say, stylistically, from a athletic profile standpoint. So that's always been kind of a ding on him for me. I'm conflicted about this because on one hand, as someone who wants to see the Bills have a year here where they can get the one seed and finally get over Mount Mahomes and Mount Reed and get all the way to the Super Bowl, I feel like I never go looking because I know I can't bet it here. But we talked a few weeks ago, maybe in a, more than a month ago, about Mahomes and the MVP. And I just feel like that, if the odds are right, I might want to find a way to get somebody to do that for me. Because I just feel like there could be a year coming where with Rice back and Worthy maybe taking a step, I know there's concern about Kelsey's age. There really has been for a couple years running now. But I feel like they're going to have... Really, it's about Rice and maybe Worthy taking a step as much as anything. Because Rice was really nice for them in the back half of the 23 season. And I think with a full season of him and Worthy and Hollywood Brown back, that could be pretty hot. Like, he could have, like, a return to form kind of year. And I mentioned, I think, when talking about this, whenever that was, a month ago, that voters, I think, will sort of turn. Like Jackson had a turn. Allen had a turn. Who's the best guy again? He's already won three. Oh, look at he threw for 4,800 yards and 40 touchdowns. Here you go. Like if he and that year to me is in the window for him. So I might like throwing a couple dollars on that.
You're going to have to find somebody or yep. get in your car. Go to a place. I can ask my wife. She's in a state right now where maybe she could place bets for you. I think there'd have to be a lot of other questions first. Convincing her to download a FanDuel app and then put money in it and then go talk her through how to find, okay, awards. Do we have you see awards anywhere? I'm not sure it's worth the trouble. Joe Burrow, all time in rushing attempts, 138th among quarterbacks, 225 rushing attempts in 69 games, 3.2 maybe per game. I wish...
And those are counting... The kneel downs would count in that too, right?
Kneel downs count. I wish they didn't.
Me too.
If they didn't, this would be cleaner. But Mike Clay had a stat today, just a random thing, that Allen... In all 7 years of his career, every time has ranked second among quarterbacks in rushing attempts from the 5-yard line and in. I can't find who was first every one of those years. StatHead, which I use for this stuff, does give you from the 10, but not from the 5. Mm. So I looked at some Allen stuff in this way over the years. In doing so, I had all players from inside the 10 at one point, and I did see that in 2019, from inside the 10, Frank Gore had 18 carries for 4 yards for the Bills. I don't remember that being so pathetically bad, but 18 carries from inside the 10 for Frank Gore in 2019 here, 4 yards. Allen, so Burrow, what'd I say, 130-something? Allen is seventh already, all-time, in rushes for a quarterback, and he'll be fifth by... the beginning of October. He's 16 away from fifth. And right now he sits seventh. Aaron Rodgers is eighth.
He might pass that in 2 weeks, but surely comfortably by October, sure.
It's probably going badly. I mean, what's the ideal number of Allen rushes in a game?
4.
Yeah, not 8.
No.
8 means you're in trouble.
8 means he's dropping back all the time, and he's under duress, and he's running. I feel you're losing. You know, so he's creating and doing whatever he can to try to mount a comeback. It is how that feels to me.
Again, especially if you can take out the kneel downs, because he could have 4 and then kneel out the game, and now it's 7.
Right.
And his average comes down. It doesn't feel like it should be a rushing stat. But, you know, it is. So I'll look into that a little bit more. I'd like to know. Because it does feel like it's the playoffs where he's running 8 or 10 times. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, well, we need our best stuff, and that's it. But in week 1 or week 2, to that point about the stats, the totals, you don't want him running 9 times against the Ravens.
No.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, no. No, I think even as good as it can be, that's a sign that he's had to do too much on his own.
No one's open.
Right. He's got to roll to his right, and now there's a lane, and he's just going to take off and try to hope for 12 yards or maybe more. Who knows? But it's not a good sign to me of a smoothly functional offense.
No one's open. Pass protection doesn't hold up. He gets out, and then the rushing attempts on scrambles start to pile up. Some career ranks, quarterbacks and rushing attempts. Allen, 7th, right behind Elway and Randall Cunningham. Those are the two players he should pass by the quarter point of the season, maybe. Aaron Rodgers is 8th. Missed 20 years, so he's got that, versus Allen's 7.
Mm-hmm.
But, Rodgers was pretty good on his feet, so to speak.
Yep.
Not as much of that anymore. Brady is 10th, speaking of longevity. You don't picture him running very often.
No, that's quarterback sneaks, because they were really great at that.
Right,
they weren't using the tush-push, I don't think, really even any real semblance of it, but he was a very effective quarterback sneak player. And then and kneel downs. I'll bet 80% of those rushing attempts are kneel downs and sneaks.
Maybe. Ryan Fitzpatrick is in the top 20. 19th. Tyrod Taylor is 50th. Still active.
Yeah.
Rushing attempts, career rushing attempts. Bledsoe is 58th. Not so bad. Right? For a guy who really couldn't run.
Right.
Not so bad. 58th all time. Like, what's that number? A few hundred. 385. One more than Archie Manning. So Archie Manning was a runner.
Scrambling maniac. Yeah.
Yes. Bledsoe was not a scrambling maniac.
No.
385 rushes, 100 first downs. They have success rate on here, too. That's pretty good. Success rate is a little bit of a tricky stat. If you get 40%, I think this is right, 40% of the yardage you need on first down, which will usually be 4 yards because it's first and 10, usually, that's considered successful. A four-yard run is a win on first down. Second down, it's a different number. Maybe it's 20%. And then third and fourth down, you have to make it. Whatever the distance to go is, if you make it, that's successful. So that's kind of an interesting stat. Doug Flutie, runner, 77th on this list. So Bledsoe had way more, a few dozen more,
and more
rushing attempts.
Probably what?
Way more games?
10 times the amount of snaps than a guy like Flutie. I might guess. Flutie did not have, he was like a regular starter for what, 5 total years maybe in the league?
Yeah. Not until it happened here and then San Diego.
Right.
Bledsoe had like triple the starts of Flutie. Who had more rushing attempts in their careers, Jim Kelly or Dan Marino?
I can't believe it would be Marino, but it has to be.
Kelly.
Kelly? Okay.
By 3.
The way you asked, I just had a feel like neither guy was, But I feel like Kelly was a little more athletic than Marino was.
Dan Marino's success rate on rushes, 6.7%.
Mm.
He was not running for 4 yards on first down for you.
No.
He would never.
No.
He's throwing that ball away. He's not going to get sacked.
That's right.
He's got a streak to keep, keep going. He's got a streak to think about.
But Jeff Wright eventually will break.
Kelly, in 80 fewer starts, had 3 more rushes. I can picture the Kelly scramble. He'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make it. Yes. I mean, he's not going to run that much, but he's going to make it. There's going to be a lane, folks. There's going to be a lane, and he will find it, and he'll get you that first down. 36% success rate for Kelly. So, fun stat, I guess.
That's pretty healthy, 36% for him.
Former Bill coming in at 200th, Case Keenum, by the way. Allen, so 7th all-time in carries, and as it turns out, thanks to Mike Clay, we know this, 2nd every year of his career in rushing attempts from inside the 5. I think that includes the 5, but literally, I guess it shouldn't. Inside the 5.
And that's all, not just quarterbacks.
Just quarterbacks.
Just quarterbacks. Okay, sorry, just wanted to clarify.
Yes, I didn't say it this time, did I? Right. Just quarterbacks. We will talk some hockey with Scott Wheeler coming up at 4, the finals and the upcoming draft. And the Sabres, of course. That's something to look forward to. We will look for your calls again at 803-0550 throughout the day. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.